The first time I entered the British Library during my semester abroad in London, I knew I had found my academic temple. Replete with literary treasures, two of the four surviving Magna Cartas, the original Gutenberg Bible, and scribbled first drafts of the Beatles' most famous songs among them, and abounding with resolute scholars, vested with pencils and laptops, the library felt connected to the whole history of humanity and the pursuit for something higher. The British Library gets 8,000 new publications a day, so it naturally became the base from which I wrote my term paper. And in that setting, I felt as though there was nothing I couldn't learn. In that space, with hundreds of years of scholarship behind me and hours of reading before me, I felt close to God. I believe that all parts of life can be, well, life-giving, and I came to BU a year later than most of my graduating class because I transferred as a sophomore, knowing I wanted such an experience from my new university. I believe things that are life-giving push you to be your best self, achieve what you can, and accept who you are. I wanted invigorating classes with professors as invested as myself. I wanted to be surrounded with refreshingly broad-minded people, and I wanted a connection to a church family where I might talk about the joys, doubts, and beauty of my faith with people who wanted to do the same. Since the moment I arrived at BU, I have been hearing the echo of Howard Thurman, asking me to look for the sound of the genuine and urging I find in the things that make me come alive. I didn't only experience these awe-inspiring suggestions in the Gothic chapels or studious classrooms, but also in casual settings like Outlook, Marsh Chapel's LGBTQ ministry, or around the table of my cooperative house's nightly dinners. Occasionally, when I tell people I study Christian theology and plan to go to seminary, they ask if knowledge of Christian history and teaching is incompatible with my faith in God. To them, I say, not at all. Reading and analyzing the legacy of believers behind me has deepened my sense of the divine in everything. And further, I tell them, for me, knowledge and faith must be fused together. People tell me the Bible condemns homosexuality, and I say proudly my denomination and community affirm the sanctity of human love, connection, and commitment found in all human relationships. And when people tell me they've left the church because of its hypocrisy, I can confidently offer my experience at Marsh Chapel as a counterexample. In the classroom, as in the church, I believe my faith in God's presence has infused everything I've done at BU. This, I believe, settings where you feel pushed to find the genuine in yourself and search for the things that make you come alive, academically, personally, and spiritually, must not be restricted to lofty libraries, but invigorate and animate the core of human life everywhere.